time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
Welcome to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you again. And co-pilot with me today is Tony Hoover. He's been on the show before. And, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm hearing rumbles that there's a coup that's in the Mets, takeover. A new host on the horizon.
Oh, my goodness, Mark, I can never replace you. Come on.
So welcome to the show. Let me set the stage here for our show today. We're in the midst of a series on buying and selling a home. And we've had a lot of great guests on over the last several weeks, haven't we, Tony?
Yeah, I mean, we've started kind of on the exterior of the home. We had some folks from LP talk a little bit about, like, you know, siding and trim and exterior trim. We went inside and we talked last week to the guys from Repco Light. And we even talked about mortgages. And it's been just a really cool series for those of us that might be entering into the housing market for the first time or the first time in a very long time. So it's been a lot of fun.
Right. And who could forget James Smets from the Go Mini dealership?
Exactly. Talking about our favorite part.
That's right.
Moving.
I think at one point he said emotional transformation, which I love.
Yes.
So today we turn our focus to real estate, the real estate side of things. And we have Kay DeMann from Five Star Real Estate on the show today. Welcome to the show, Kay.
Thank you very much, Mark. I'm really excited to be here.
It's great to have you. You know, 395-1450, if you want to call in with your questions to her. You can always text your questions to 616-836-2904, or you can email markv@zealandlumber.com. That's markv@zealandlumber.com. If you have a question, feel free to email to that email address. So that said, let's jump right into it. Kay, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll jump into what's happening today in terms of real estate.
Okay, well, I started in real estate about 18 years ago now, so things have changed quite a bit in the last 18 years. Specifically, most of it's driven by the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
Started off as a salesperson, and now I have an associate broker's license and have had that for about the last 8 to 10 years.
And you cover really the Holland, Zealand area, or what's your footprint?
Yeah, I would say Holland, Zealand, Hamilton mainly, but I grew up in the Jenison area, so I actually do quite a bit in the Hudsonville, Jenison area also.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you had said that you started about 18 years ago, right? And as with anything really in the construction industry, real estate, housing, things have changed. It looks completely different than it did 15, 18 years ago. Talk about that and how that affects how you go about your craft today.
Yeah. Internet is the main thing, how things have changed and the websites out there, but also just communication. When I started, it was more of a 9-to-5 job, and people left me a message at my desk, and I called them back the next day. Now I'm pretty much tied to my phone all day long and answering questions all the time, which is fine because the market is so hot right now that it does sometimes require a quick response.
Now, Kay, that's interesting. You were already talking about the market, and I think a lot of us in the Lakeshore, you know, and beginning last summer even, like, it seems like homes were on the market for a day, maybe 2 days. Is that still what you're seeing, or is it kind of starting to at least cool down from that?
No, we are still seeing that. It depends on the sector. Things under the $200,000 mark generally go quicker than something over that.
Yeah.
But certainly the first-time home buyer price range, yeah, less than 24 hours oftentimes, and oftentimes there are multiple offers.
So we're almost going back to, I guess I'm going to call it the glory days, where you would have almost like people bidding against the same home?
Oh, exactly, and it's a whole lot of fun. It can be very stressful for everyone involved, but we are seeing that glory day come back.
Fantastic. And do you think it's localized to the Lakeshore, or are we seeing it in other parts of you know, the state or even the country?
From what I'm hearing, it's actually the whole country is doing much better. Yeah, since real estate is such a local market, you kind of got to be a little careful not to always just listen to national news because locally things can be different. But I know even the east side of the state and some of my realtor friends over there are telling me things are really hopping over there too.
Fantastic.
You know, you talked about technology and how that's changed, and the internet is something that is definitely a factor in buying and selling a home today. How has the, I guess, evolution of HGTV and, you know, some of the TV shows that are out there, are those accurately depicting what's happening out there, or talk about that a little bit?
Well, HGTV, that can be good and bad, along with a lot of the internet sites, but HGTV specifically, sometimes it can be very helpful, especially I've noticed the shows that are talking about negotiation and how that happens. But again, local markets have local customs, so how we negotiate who pays for what and all of that kind of thing can change from area to area.
You know, that's interesting. We've talked about that on the At Home show in the past in terms of product too. Not all product that you're seeing is relevant in our backyard or even available in our backyard just due to economic the climate, the environment in which the product is going or being installed in. We're having Kate Amann on the show today here. We've been talking a little bit of buying and selling your home. I'd like to talk about what you need to consider if you are buying a home right now, you know, with a market as it is. Houses are flying fast. What are the things that you need to do in that process to make sure that you have an inside track, maybe on others? We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the At Home Show with Mark Van Den Bosch. This is Tony Hoover. We're joining Mark today with Kay Demand from Five Star Real Estate. And we've been talking about buying and selling a home, Kay. And it's been, you know, for a lot of us, it's been an interesting market. And that's what we talked about during the last segment. But we really kind of want to focus on, you know, for the next couple of minutes, talking about what should someone consider when they're getting ready to buy their first home. And if you have a question for Kay, give us a call, 395-1450. But Kay, when you're meeting with a client for the first or second time, you know, what are the questions that you ask when they're getting ready to start looking in the market?
Yeah, well, probably the first thing I ask them is what their time frame is, because you don't want to start looking too early and you don't want to leave yourself 30 days to move either. So time frame is very important. And then probably the second question is have you been to a lender? Do you have your financing straight? Do you know what your payments are going to look like? Because you can waste a lot of time by looking at homes that either are under or above your price range. Mm-hmm. And then, now all of a sudden you found out later your payment's going to be too high and you want to lower it.
Yeah.
And going down, in fact, is really difficult to go down in price range once you've seen some things you like and then you find out you don't want to spend that much.
So is it important to kind of get the pre-approval letter even before they meet with you?
Yes, very, very important. Again, multiple offer situations, you need to be a strong buyer. And one of those things is you better have a pre-approval letter in hand mm-hmm. to present so that seller knows that you have your financing all set.
And that you're serious and you want to buy the home.
Exactly,
correct?
Exactly.
Awesome.
What are you finding in terms of values or things that people are looking for, families that are looking for when it comes to a house? And what are the things maybe around that house that are kind of important to them in today's world?
Yeah, we definitely see most people prefer to be closer in town. And that's even said if they're looking for an acre or two, the things closer to town are what they're looking for, because they might want a country living, but they don't want to drive 20 minutes to the grocery store. So that's what they're looking for. And also, most buyers aren't interested in doing a whole lot of major rehab. So from a seller's point of view, if you have some fixing things to do around the house, you should probably do it before you put it on the market.
Right, and that's a great segue into kind of the other side of the fence here, you know, as we ponder buying and selling a home. You know, if I were to come to you and say, hey, listen, I want to put my home on the market, what are the things that you're going to kind of, not push back, but what are the things you're going to ask me to consider or prepare to be able to get to that point to actually throw the sign in the front yard.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to stop at your home and take a look at things, and then I'd give you suggestions on things you need to do. But probably the most important two things is decluttering. You need to make your traffic areas flow, and you should have, you know, at least like a 3 foot between furniture so that people can walk around things easily. And then cleanliness. You will make money the cleaner your house is. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and it can make a $2,000 to $5,000 difference in what your final sale price, just depending on how clean it is.
You know, that's a great point. I mean, cleanliness is huge. What are the other hard aspects? I'm looking at different areas that may have to get upgraded before I'm able to sell the house. Is there a top three or four list of areas within a home or outside of a home that, hey, I might have to freshen up? I mean, I think about painting, for example,
yeah.
And I Dan last week made a couple relevant points, but I wonder what your perspective is on painting.
Right. Well, that's actually the first thing I was going to say was paint, and specifically your front door. Most of the time, we always have people enter through that front door, so that's the first thing you should be looking at is your front porch. Is our spider webs all over the place? Is the front door freshly painted? Is there a nice maybe door knocker or something on it so that when they walk up that they are already feeling like this home is in really good shape and we love this entry and that kind of thing? It's a huge first impression.
What other places in the home do you get the most comments on when you're trying to sell a home? And I think that would help that person that is trying to sell or that family that's trying to sell a home.
Yeah. I would say kitchens and bathrooms are the big thing. And sometimes, you know, you don't have to rip out an entire kitchen to get it looking better. Easy freshen up things like new door hardware, maybe some new countertops, some, you know, little new flooring and some paint again.
Mm-hmm.
Paint is relatively cheap and can make a huge difference in how things present.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've always wondered, this is probably totally irrelevant, but I'm going to ask the question. Are we supposed to bake cookies if we're showing home? Because that like is the oldest wives' tale in the industry, I swear to goodness. So I'm just curious from an expert.
Honestly, that does not hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt. Cookies or bread.
Oh.
Another good one. I actually know of an agent that used to. He doesn't do it anymore, but he used to give people frozen cherry pies to throw in the oven before their showings. And he did get great feedback on that. Smell is important at home. So certainly you don't want your home to smell bad. So,
right.
Doing that is not a bad idea. And then laying the cookies out on the counter for them, another great idea.
Fantastic.
I suggest that usually to my people, even if they don't bake them, to leave some water and cookies out, because oftentimes buyers are looking at 10 homes on the same day, and
mm-hmm.
that's a nice thing. They remember that.
Now, I mean, what's the average as far as like the number of homes someone's looking at before they purchase?
That can vary, and oftentimes that's driven somewhat by personality style. But most people, I would say, usually look at about 10 to 20 homes before
really?
They purchase. Yeah.
Now, has that changed at all, given like we talked about with the market? If you want a home, it's almost like you have to be ready to make the decision the day of. So are you seeing like that 10 to 20 homes becoming more like 5 or 6?
Sometimes. And again, that's price, range driven.
Yeah.
As to how many can they even look at. There might not even be 10 homes out there for sale in their price range right now. First time people, when they go out, most people are too nervous the first time they're out to even make an offer. And I've had people kick themselves later because they found the house the first time out. And now, you know, it's 4 months later and they can't find it again. Definitely the number of houses that we're showing compared to even just 3 years ago is way down.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that I'm trying to think of the right word. Do you think there'll be more homes in the market coming the rest of the summer, given like the colder temperatures that we had for the first half of the year?
It's normal market for the available listings, the inventory, to go down as we get towards winter.
Really?
December, January are our two slowest months.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough about that, as a seller, you really need to consider putting your house on the market during those times because there is low inventory. So the buyers that are out there are very serious because if people want to move in the winter, they have to move. So they're serious. And so you should have your house out there during those months.
Interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we purchased our home in November. Now, this is back in 1997, so it somewhat dates me. But first home I ever bought, and I still live in that home, which is I think, more the exception than the rule. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy out there. So that was the other question that I was going to do as a follow-up to Tony is, you know, when is the best time to put your home up for sale from the sale perspective, from the seller's perspective? We're going to answer that question and more on buying and selling a home. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC.
Stocks are slipping, the Dow down 109 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P down 9, as Wall Street follows reports of new violence in Ukraine. Ukraine says its forces have destroyed part of a Russian military unit that crossed onto Ukrainian soil overnight. Stocks have erased earlier gains that came after a positive report on producer prices. Shares of SuperValu are down nearly 4% after the supermarket chain said there's been a data breach at its stores and at Jewel-Osco, which it used to own, but they don't think any customer information has been compromised. Starbucks says its baristas will have more predictable schedules from now on after the New York Times profiled a young single mother struggling with changing hours. The company now says it's upgrading its scheduling software and says workers will no longer be required to work closing and opening shifts back to back. On a day when the major indexes are down about 0.5%, Starbucks off about 0.25%. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It'll be the site of the most legendary blanket fort ever built, not to mention the stage of the Great Pillow War of 2016. It'll also be the final resting place of two hamsters and one of the sweetest turtles who will ever live. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Because you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. Zillow. Find your way home.
Come join Schmuck Loyal Shell Mini Marts for Customer Appreciation Days. Today, it's all happening at the Shell Mini Mart on Colby Road in Whitehall. During Customer Appreciation Days at the Schmuck Loyal Shell Mini Mart in Whitehall, they'll have free hot dogs, chips, drinks, and a lot of prizes, all from 11 a.m. until supplies run out. And they'll be giving away a 39-inch Insignia flat-screen HD TV today. Enter to win a Gatorade cooler, backpacks, and tons of other prizes, including a trip on the Badger, the Ludington Car Ferry. Make plans now. Get out to the Shell Mini Mart Customer Appreciation Day today on Colby Road in Whitehall. Get in on the fun, the giveaways, and a chance to win awesome prizes like a 39-inch HD TV or a trip on the Ludington Car Ferry, the Badger. It's Customer Appreciation Day today at the Shell Mini Mart in Whitehall on Colby Road. Free hot dogs, chips, drinks, and lots of prizes. Don't miss Schmuckel Oil Shell Mini Mart Customer Appreciation Day.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, and we've been chatting with Kay DeMann from Five Star Real Estate today. Tony Hoover is with us as well. And, hey, it's been a lively conversation. Yeah. I've learned a few things, and hopefully the listeners out there have done the same. 395-1450, if you want to call in quick with a last-minute question. Before the break, we were talking about, from a seller's perspective, what is the best time to sell the house? And, you know, admittedly, some homeowners really aren't, they don't have the choice or the option,
right?
You know,
yep,
on when to sell. But, you know, if you do, if you've been pondering selling a home for a while, is there such a thing as the perfect month?
I don't know that there really is a perfect month, honestly. I mean, I can tell you that the busier real estate season usually is about April through July. But with that said, again, we generally have an inventory shortage starting in the fall and the winter, and the people that are looking are more serious. So I would say that you should put your house up whenever you want to put your house up. Obviously, sometimes in the winter we're dealing with, especially this past winter, some weather situations that make it
not so fun to be showing your house or, yeah, just trying to keep the shovel, you know, the sidewalk shoveled. But there really isn't a specific time that is the best time.
You know, and I think, you know, I bought a home within the last year, and Mark, it's been a couple years since you bought your home, but like, what kind of pitfalls are out there? Like, you know, we've all heard the horror stories. I'm getting ready to close, and then something happens. What are some examples?
Yeah, there can be some pitfalls, and there can be so many different pitfalls. but one of the things I would say right now we're dealing with the most is people that have well and septic systems, especially in Ottawa County. It is a county ordinance that those must be inspected prior to close. You may not close without having that inspection report out there and done. And right now the county is running about 6 weeks out. So if we're not ordering those on time, that can definitely hold up close.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Mark, you had an experience with a minor pitfall.
Well, yeah, no, and I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, there's things, you know, I love the phrase, you know, we don't know what we don't know.
Yes.
And in my case, when we bought our home back in 97, we were going to close, and there was this whole drama that developed behind having a home in the floodplain. And I didn't realize that, and I don't think the home was in the floodplain, but all of a sudden this thing popped up, and, yeah, it was a challenge.
Yeah, and that can be, but like, yeah, as we were talking, floodplains can change. They change all the time. They change the maps. There is a way to have that determined with a surveyor, can do a flood determination for you and really find out if you're in a floodplain. That's not necessarily the cheapest route, but the cost of flood insurance also over many years is quite expensive. So we have done that kind of survey in order to prove that something is or is not in a floodplain.
You know, Tony, early in the show you talked about kind of returning to the glory days.
Yes.
Right? And one hand I was thinking, oh, this is great. But on the other hand, I had a little bit of kind of consternation going on there because I'm thinking, you know what kind of happened. You know, the bubble burst and there was a lot of hurt and pain over several years, you know, not only in the housing sector, but really across the country.
Oh, yeah.
So saying that, Kay, you know, I'm thinking, what are the things that you do to educate a client or a prospective client to help guard against some of those errors that happened in the past?
That can be really hard because what happened had so many facets to it. You know, some of it was driven by bad lenders and they, you know, weren't doing their jobs correctly. You know, there was some appraisal problems that we had with appraisers, you know, inflating some prices there. But honestly, most all of that has been corrected. I have not seen any of that going on right now. You know, real estate is a market, not unlike a stock market. There's a lot of different markets. So there is always an element of risk involved. You're making an investment. It's never a sure thing. Our trend says right now, the reports we're getting, that we should continue on this route for at least another year, but we're also hearing that interest rates may start going up next year. It's really hard to look in that crystal ball, but I'm not seeing any indications yet that we're in a bubble at this point or are in danger of that.
You know, we've talked about that on the show even in the past, that we feel like there's a lot of runway in front of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think even from where I sit at Zealand Lumber, I think we're just seeing that we feel the pressure building almost as like it's going to keep going for the long haul, so it's good to see. And, Kay, I think it's important that when we talk about interest rates, even if they do go up next year, they're still going to be historically low, correct?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, when I started 18 years ago, we've talked about how low they were, and that was at 8%.
Right.
And I talked to some of the other people that were in this in the 1980s, and things were up around 20%. So, yeah, historically, yeah, even if we jump up a point in the next year, it's still very low interest rates.
Correct. That's really good to hear. And it's, I mean, would you even say for like a first-time home buyer, it might be kind of time to, you know, jump on the other side of the fence and jump into the market?
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And every once in a while, I'm still running into those people that, you know, are looking for last year's deal, I guess is how I would word it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're shopping this year, so it's this year's prices.
Yes.
And as a seller, you know, I can't get you next year's prices. I can only get you right now's price. So that's, you know, comes with some education sometimes. And yeah.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up education, because really that's what the show is all about, is just sharing information in terms of housing. And how great is it to be involved in an industry that we have that we're affecting people's lives? You know, I mean, we're creating spaces, we're selling spaces that people are going to live, make memories in, and you know, spend their lives in. I think that's really, really cool.
It is a lot of fun, and I know I love being at the closing table and when we're done and everybody's so excited and they can't wait to start moving in. And, yeah, as much as sometimes I feel like I'm putting out a lot of fires from those pitfalls we were talking about, at the end of the day, it is very satisfactory to be able to have such a happy person at that closing table and very excited. So, yeah.
Kate Mann, everyone, thank you for being on the show today. And Tony, thanks for flying co-pilot with me today. It was a good show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
And thanks to all of our listeners that tune in each and every week on the At Home Show. We will continue our series next week as we look at buying and selling homes in today's marketplace. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.